Welcome back, everybody. This is OmniTalk Retail. I'm Ann Mazengo.
And I'm Chris Walton.
And we're here live from the Vusion Group booth, booth number one at the World Retail Congress in Paris. Thank you to the Vusion Group for making all of our coverage of this show possible. Now, Chris, we have another guest with us today. Standing between us is Jose Gomez, the Chief Development Officer for Atem Group. Jose, welcome.
Thank you, and welcome to Paris.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So we were chatting a little bit before we started the broadcast here, but tell the audience back in the States particularly, what is it that you do, what's your job, and what's some background on the Atem Group too, please?
Well, my job is a Group Chief Development Officer. My task is to develop all the brands of the group. Atem is a group primarily of lingerie, but we have five brands. We are the leader in lingerie in Europe, and we're also present in 50 countries with more than 1,500 stores.
1,500 stores. 50 countries, 50 stores. 1,500. I said that backward. It's a long
countries.
Been a long
50
day.
Countries. Yes.
1,500 stores, 50
stores.
Countries. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. All right. So I got that out. So that's cool. And so your job is to oversee the brands then, to make sure that they're developing in the right way, or how does the development part come into play?
Yeah, my job is really the strategic development of the brands. I'm not into the operations of the day-to-day operations of the brands.
Okay.
It's to create development plans, strategic development plans for all of the brands of our group.
Okay. And talk to us a little bit. You were on stage here.
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about what you included in that session.
We talk, it was primarily, growing through physical locations.
Okay, cool.
Store, right?
Yeah.
And, for the last, I've been in this business for 20 years or more. And when I started this business, actually, everybody said, "Oh, you're going into development and real estate. This is gonna die because online is gonna completely obliterate the stores."
The stores are dead.
And
yeah.
The stores are dead.
Exactly. Yeah.
You fast forward 20 years, and the stores are thriving.
They're still here.
They're still here, and they're not only still here; they're thriving.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a different kind of relationship, right? Because online and omnichannel have been integrated, and there's no one without the other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When I create any development plan for any country, there is no, this is my plan for locations, this is what am I gonna do with online. It's all in one. And when you launch and you debark, you open with both and with all of the channels. Because your customer, she's gonna be there. In our case, it's mostly a she.
Yeah.
And she is gonna be there for you, and you need to be there 24 hours a day, and whether through physical locations, whether through online, and that's the real beauty of what happening in the last 20 years.
Right. And what were you sharing on stage? Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you hope the audience took away from your session.
I hope that the audience what took away is that stores definitely are not dead. I don't think anybody talks about that anymore.
It's been kind of the theme
to
today.
To be honest. But the stores today are different.
Yeah, explain a little bit of what you mean about that. Because
the stores today are different.
And you have a very specific approach at Atem about how those stores are different.
Yes, yes. We have we developed in-house our clienteling app.
Okay.
Through this app, the moment that you walk into the store, we will recognize you, and we have access to your entire history that you have with us. We can see what you have on your wish list, see if you have an abandoned basket, see what your browsing history is with us, what your measurements are. If your measurements are not there, we offer you, because in our business, 60% of women, they don't know exactly.
We're wearing the wrong size.
What's the wrong size.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yes.
We have that service, right? And once we measure you, we input this information into your profile.
Okay.
Which then will be available for you when you access us online. Mm-hmm. And throughout the journey within the store, right, instead of pushing you something if we don't know you, pushing something that we think you may like because it's the latest thing that we're doing.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna.
You know,
show
I like this bra and this
that
color.
You
yeah.
Like
or that you like pink.
Color,
yes.
Or
yeah.
You like pink.
Yeah.
And he likes gray.
Yeah.
So in this way, it's very convenient for the customer. It's very direct. It's very seamless. But that doesn't stop only there. Because
right.
if you like something that you have on our store and we don't have your size at this very particular moment, right there from the clienteling app, we can order it and send it to your home.
Jose, how do I get it? How are your associates identifying me when I come in? Is it simply a greeting
That's a good question.
You get that information on me? Or like, walk me through that process too.
In Europe, we're under very strict
compliance. Yes, right.
So we will recognize you if you tell us who you are.
Okay.
We will approach you.
Okay.
Says, welcome to Etam. Are you a customer of ours? If you are, 80% are.
Okay.
So they gave their email, their telephone, a way of identification.
Yeah.
And then we ask permission to access the profile.
Right.
And through that, then you get your whole history. You have already accepted to, you know, be a client
right.
in the program and you, but we don't access your profile unless you tell us. If you tell us, no, I'm very busy today. I am, but I'm very busy today. Great. If we can be of any help, we'll be around.
Right.
Got it.
Which is very unique because that used to be, or at least, and I haven't been in the store yet, but I plan to go tomorrow. That used to be how the boutiques that sold lingerie in the U.S. were before, you know, they became such massive conglomerates where it was just kind of like, go fend for yourself, find your own thing. It used to be that you did have that one-to-one interaction. So it's interesting that, you know, this app has also allowed your associates to, you know, give your customers that experience that
And it's only permission-based.
Right.
Not just the fact that you have signed up for our program, obviously you're giving your permission that, you know, your data is located with us, stuck with us.
Yeah.
You have all the rights to be removed, etc. We will only access that data when you identify to us and you tell us, yes, access my data. So we can guide you through a much better experience, but it's always with your consent.
Right.
And the value is there for the customer to give you that information, to identify themselves because of the better shopping experience it creates.
Absolutely.
Too, right?
It makes a shopping experience much, much better because it's a shorter in time. We're only going to show you what you really or most likely want to see.
Yeah.
We can make recommendations as well, based on what your likes and dislikes are.
Right.
And also it's really very complete because if you come in to return something, we can just scan the product with the same app that you have it and the return will happen automatically and we'll credit to you.
That's cool.
And it keeps evolving and it keeps evolving.
Yeah, and it sounded like you took the entire, well, not the entire conference here, but a portion of the conference went on a store tour to see this live in action, right? And it sounds like you kind of are the bell of the ball here of the conference because of the clienteling solution, but also because of what you're doing in the fitting room as well. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
That's right. After all this process that we have been describing, you know, it's time to try things on.
Mm-hmm.
When you try things on, you select whatever you want to try. Normally you go into a changing room, and then you realize that you either don't like the color, you either pick the wrong size, or it doesn't fit, or you don't like it. So what you normally would do is that you get dressed.
Completely
or you call
get
somebody,
dressed again.
But
yeah.
As for somebody, normally you get dressed and you go out and like it. So but it's very inconvenient.
Mm-hmm.
With our screens in the changing rooms, you don't need to do that. We are full RFID in the store. So the changing room knows, you scan the product, it knows what you have.
Right.
And it shows you all of the sizes that they are available. You click on it, and in less than a minute, somebody will bring it to you.
Wow.
If you want another color, you can do the same thing. It will also make recommendations. Basically, okay, if you bought this bra, these panties go with it.
Yeah.
Would you like to add them?
Right.
They will bring them to you as well.
Right.
You can also pay from there after you're done. So we can do mobile pay from any part of the store,
that's
but
so
you can
amazing.
Do it from the comfort and privacy of your changing room.
And then just walk out the door.
And you just walk out the door.
So that's
hopefully
it.
As a happy customer.
Yes, right? Yes, yes, if all goes well. So that's it. So that you developed in-house as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I want to go back. So your job is essentially, you oversee the development of those technologies too?
No.
In addition? No, okay.
No,
right.
no.
No, okay.
No, those technologies are very techie, which yeah. I am not.
Okay, got it, got it, got it.
And are developed.
You're just
by
the
our,
biggest evangelist
our,
for it.
Yes, by okay. our IT team. But in this development, it's not only tech, mm-hmm. because there's has the impact of a lot of different departments within the company
right.
that have the direct access to the customer. So right. how are we gonna make a better experience for the customer? Doesn't come from the techies. The techies
right.
make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The people from the stores, mm-hmm. marketing, reactions to the product.
Right.
That's what really makes, you know, drives what the technology is going to be like. So it's really a cooperation between the whole company.
Right. The real estate, the design of the store, everything that goes into that.
Everything
in coordination
that
with
that.
The tech, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's why I was curious about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Jose, I have another question for you, especially as you're thinking about developing and building more stores throughout the world, expanding the brand. How much does this concierge app come into play when it comes to training new associates? Because I have to imagine that because you have so much information on me, that initial interaction or like that when they come up to me and they're saying this, they have so much information at their fingertips that even if they just had started last week, that they should be able to be armed with information to help me still find the right products, even though they're new. Is that the case? They're what you've been finding in stores?
There is, of course, like with every technology, there is a learning curve.
Sure.
Which is very small, actually.
Right.
Because before, actually, we had this information in very different tools.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the store had to access this information in different tools, and they have to switch and go. So it was difficult. The learning
yeah.
curve was longer. The associates will have to switch between platforms to find what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
So we created this platform that has everything in it.
Wow.
So you can manage it. So
yeah.
once you learn it, and it's very intuitive, huh? Once you learn it, you know, everything is there for a return. Do I have this in stock? Is it in my stock room or is it in the store and I don't see it?
Right.
I don't have it at all. I will order it for you.
Right.
So.
But it's learning that one app and then being able to give me an experience as a consumer, an experience as though, you know, that associate has been working there for years and knows me very well and can bring me the right sizes and doesn't need to
Correct.
Use their own like
yeah.
bank of knowledge that they have.
They do too, because it really then you're going to need the pens on the associates.
Right, right,
right.
And we, you know, we proud ourselves that our associates are all great, but you know, it's life. You have, you know, all sorts of, you know, personalized level.
Right.
But our associates really love lingerie and
yeah.
love what they do.
Yeah.
So they're able to make not only the recommendations that the app makes for you, they're able to get their latest things that they got in into the store, and they may not be a recommendation from the app.
Yes.
But the app makes recommendations as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Fascinating.
Wow. So, okay, so it sounds like we said before, so I can imagine the retailers that are touring this store seeing this going, oh, my God, how
yeah.
do I get that? You
yeah.
know, right? We've
I'm
been
so
there,
far behind.
You can see it, yes. They're like, oh, my gosh, how'd you do this? Tell us more. Tell us more, especially the ones that are non-competitive with you. I imagine their eyes are Googling out over the whole thing. But so that's what that was. But that's happened. That's already you've already done that. So as you look forward to the rest of the year, let's get you out on here on this. What are you excited about? What are your priorities in your role that maybe you're still trying to bring to market?
Oh, and obviously my role is the development, right? A big development for us is the U.S.
Okay.
Precisely, because
cool.
we're just open
oh, wow.
a few months ago. We have one store in Miami.
Oh, oh. Okay.
Yeah, that was our first store in the U.S. It opened around 6 months ago.
Okay.
We already had a presence in Nordstrom, which started more or less at the same time,
okay,
in 10 locations, and we're
okay.
going to 55 right now. So
oh,
we're
wow.
very excited with our partnership with Nordstrom's.
Okay,
we've been working together really for a long time because we planned this from even before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Then through COVID, we never launched because we stopped through COVID.
Right,
and then we launched right after COVID, and now we're going on to 55 of the top locations of Nordstrom's, and we're very happy. It's just the perfect department store for us.
Yeah,
they have the same demographic, the same type of clientele that we address to.
Yes.
So we're excited.
So
about
you'll
the
be
US.
Opening your own stores in addition to Nordstrom, or you'll
we
be
will.
Opening in 55 Nordstrom stores?
No, we are in 55 Nordstrom stores.
Now, okay.
We will be very soon in weeks.
Yeah.
So this is like, you know, news.
All right.
In weeks, in the next few weeks, we will be in 55 Nordstrom stores. And we continue our development
okay.
of brick and mortar stores throughout throughout the U.S.
Oh man!
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know where the next one's going to be? Can you say or
not
no?
Yet.
You can't
not
say.
Yet.
Oh
I
darn!
Don't know.
I was hoping.
No,
I was hoping.
I don't know.
I, was hoping.
I don't know. Listen, the U.S. is it's a very competitive market.
Yes.
We are very respectful of the U.S.
Yeah.
The customer. And we take it with caution, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We listen.
I do it right.
More than anything, yeah.
Yes.
We listen. We listen to our customers, and there is a learning curve, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very great process for us to learn
yes.
the likes and dislikes of the American customer and incorporate it into the way we serve them, not only into the product, but the way we merchandise the stores, the way our associates address the American people.
Right.
So, yeah, we're very excited. But I have many more projects in many other countries. This
yeah.
is one of my
yeah.
big projects.
Right.
Right
yeah. I mean, yeah, you're in charge of the world, my
yeah.
friend.
Yeah.
You're in charge of the world. Just
yeah.
the U.S. is just one side of that. Wow, that's crazy.
Well,
wow.
Internationally, we have a very big presence in Liverpool as well, in
okay.
In Mexico. We have corporate stores as well in Mexico. Obviously, we are all over Europe. We
mm-hmm.
are in the GGC and the Middle East countries, 52 today. For me, more than extending through anymore the conquest of more markets,
mm-hmm.
which is always the M,
mm-hmm.
is to really become very significant to the customer in the markets that you're operating. So, of course, you start small. But then you build, and you build, you know, your clientele,
mm-hmm.
and that's how you extend and do more stores.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jose,
awesome. Can't wait to watch.
I cannot wait for one to open near me. I'm going to have to go check the Nordstrom near us. Thank
yeah.
you so much
yeah.
for giving us your time today, and thanks again to the Vusion Group for making all of our World Retail Congress coverage possible. We have one more interview for you coming up today, but until then...
Be careful out there.